The wearer of this belt shall possess all the superpowers of 70s supergroup, Foreigner.
Foreigner!
You bet I will.
No more trash talk!
Foreigner music. It's going to drop out real sharp. Drop out. Yeah, Foreigner dropped out. It's the Prophet Joshua.
It's Steve McGeezy.
Shane O'Mac.
NOLA Trash Talk number 210. It's Sunday, September 30th, 2018. It's another one of those football nurse a hangover while also pregaming for a Saints game. Episodes of NOLA Trash Talk. Foreigner, do you know why we're doing the Foreigner thing, Steven? Can everybody hear the stuff in the mic? It's all
Yeah, are we picking up here?
Yeah, we're good.
Why did we do the Foreigner one? I have no idea.
Because Foreigner headlined Gretna Fest.
Oh, that's right.
Last night over there in Gretna.
Gretna.
At least it's not Marrero, as they say.
As they say, yes.
Gretna Fest last night. It's also today and on Friday as well. I attended last night for the more white trashy-tacular day of the show. It was Foreigner headlining on the main stage. Opener, Night Ranger, Sister Christian, up in here. And middle of those two bands, it was the Gin Blossoms. Yes.
What a raging lineup.
Like everyone's non-reaction to me saying Gin Blossoms.
Because, I mean, I've heard of all those people.
Kind of sums up the reaction. You know, Gin Blossoms, Hey Jealousy.
Steve and I went to Trash in the Fest like 5 years ago, and it was like Joe Dirt Paradise.
Yeah, who was playing that year? I can't remember.
It was a country band.
Oh, it was Big and Rich.
I'm not implying that the Gin Blossoms are trashy at all. Right. I'm saying Night Ranger's more of the...
I mean, we had Kiss last year.
Yeah. Oh.
Kiss was at Gretna Fest?
Yes.
Last year. It was wonderful. It was super hot.
What?
Yeah. Weather... Well, but here's the thing with Gretna Fest this year, 2018. Last year, Kiss, so hot, so crowded.
Muggy, yeah.
It was rough. This year, not as hot, but intermittent, like, drizzling rain the entire time.
Yeah.
So... Though they had the ground mulched up so the mud wouldn't be like super detrimental to the crowd, but they the rain just was perpetual.
Yeah,
so,
it's hit or miss.
And we did not go up in Elysium of the skyboxes that the sponsors for Gretna Fest have.
I like how they have Elysium now. They used to not have it.
Well, they're really good over there at Gretna Fest because they're along the river looking down.
Oh.
So they're literally looking down at the crowd.
Yes, so that's how it should be.
They didn't have it when we were there.
No, they didn't. No, they.
How new is that?
Recently.
Was there last year?
Yeah,
was there
like
for Kiss?
2 or 3 years, but they try to, like, with these festivals, they always try to make it so, like, how can we increase this revenue? Well, you know, if you give someone any other, like, level above the peasants, people are going to take it in this city especially.
Yeah.
In a Saints game at the Superdome, the suites are kind of tucked in, and everyone's line of sight is more or less equal to the peasants in, like, the 100s or 200s or 300 sections. And you could even argue the nosebleeds are the best seats in the house because you can actually understand what's going on. Yeah.
I always said the best seat in the house is Uncle Fester. Uncle Fester has the best tickets because they're down in like the 500s. They're right by the stairs on the aisle, like the one and two.
The best seats in the house, I don't know who has, someone has them, is the 500 section,
right.
Front row, so you can put your hands on the gate.
Right.
On the aisle,
on the aisle,
you can
bounce. Yeah, that's pretty much the best.
It's so underrated.
Yeah.
And if you can center that at, like, 50-yard line, like...
Yeah, he's
so
like...
You have pretty much a video game view.
Exactly. He's like 30-yard, which is perfect.
Like,
I mean,
the lower level sucks so bad.
It is boof.
But
is
at Gretna Fest, though, you have the ground area, and there is a seating area up in the front of the stage, but then that gets walled off, and then you have standing room where everyone kind of claims their territory, like Jazz Fest, which... Comparing it to Jazz Fest, where people show up with their towels and their chairs and whatnot, they it completely different. You could walk up to the front if you wanted to during the headline set. It was not a. I don't know if that's because the rain played a part in it, or that there was an LSU home game that chipped away at that Gretna crowd. But the sponsor Skybox Elysium seats just stand along the river, and it's just. those people underneath the tents, no rain on falling on them, free alcohol up there. It truly is the ivory towers.
Yeah, who is sponsoring? Like
that's a variety of companies.
Okay,
just like the Suites at the Dome or anywhere else.
The skyboxes at Zurich are probably the closest. Would you agree with that, Shane, when we went?
Oh, it's awesome.
Like, the skyboxes at Zurich are the most... That was the most Elysium thing we ever did. And then we went to the suite in the playoff game last year against Carolina. And that was awesome. Amazing.
Elysium at Zurich is so crazy because it's like they damn near have, like, AC.
Yeah.
You just look down at all the plebeians sweating their dicks off.
That's the thing, yeah. The skybox things do have air conditioning.
Air conditioning, like free booze and food. I'm just looking, I'm like, oh, look at
I just wanted like some kind of like violent scene to break out on the ground, maybe like some fist fight or somebody's cooler catches fire in their little camped out section, and then people are trying to claw out of the fire up to the skybox, and the people up in the skybox
just kicking
like, they've got their ivory canes and they're just banging the hands off the railings. Yeah,
I've only seen, and what I also love about Elysium is that people think that they're bigger than the program, so they can just get out of hand. And I've seen people in Elysium removed because they were that hammered, and you just couldn't shut your dumb mouth during a golf match after being warned like 3 or 4 times.
I've never done the Zurich Classic. I can't comment on that.
Right. It's the only thing I can think of.
When it comes to Gretna Fest, I mean, you're getting a lot of people in Gretna who can walk to it.
Right.
So otherwise, I wouldn't be in this sea of these kind of people.
Right.
Well, not that they're those kind of people, but for me, it's a pain in the ass to like Uber back from the West Bank when it's all over.
You don't want
to
take that ferry?
The last ferry runs at 11:45, and the headliner set ends at 11:30.
It's ridiculous.
Do the math to catch the bus.
You ain't getting there.
They're running the free buses back and forth. Yeah, so I was
getting there.
I was like, no, I'll just take the $15 Uber. No real surge because no one's leaving Gretna to go back to the...
Right, yeah, that's pretty good.
So it wasn't the rain was the most detrimental thing. And then the LSU game started at 8 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And they had giant screens all over the place. They had a whole tailgate party area for LSU fans, knowing that throughout the course of the day, people are going to want to watch college football, and then 8 o'clock,
right,
LSU plays. And I was looking at the lineup and the schedule, then looking at the LSU schedule. Like, who the fuck's going to watch the Gin Blossoms when LSU's playing?
No, especially when LSU is just beating the dog shit.
I was thinking, like, the big screens what they have with the bands playing, when Gin Blossoms are doing, I will follow you
and
down
just the LSU
that far. Yeah, it's just the LSU game playing. And all the crowd reactions wouldn't be synced.
Yeah.
To the song.
Yeah, they scored again.
People are cheering in the middle of a verse.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't make sense.
Not cheering for you.
Dude, the guy, the Gin Blossoms last night at Gretna Fest.
Wait up, is that Anywhere You Go?
I Will Follow.
Oh,
yes.
Got it, okay.
And Hey
got
Jealousy
it.
And
a
couple
okay.
other songs.
Never mind.
He was miserable. Like, so some of the people I knew.
Yeah, because
I thought,
he was famous 20 years ago.
Some of our friends of ours got to meet the Gin Blossoms. They're like, we're about to go meet the Gin Blossoms. So excited. Like, what? I wouldn't recognize them at Winn-Dixie. Like, I don't know what a Gin Blossom is. So the next text message I got after that was, they were dicks. It's like, what do you expect? But this guy's on stage banter. Like, you expect a super dry looking guy who doesn't want to be there. He's like, so, you guys got to imagine like a guitar drooped over me for everyone listening who can't see this, and a guy who looks bored out of his mind. So guys, yesterday we were in Virginia Beach, and a 15-hour bus ride later, now we're here in New Orleans, and this is another 4.5-minute rock and roll song for you. It was just
wow.
Like, I'm looking at the people I'm with like, this guy's a miserable prick.
Like,
and then like, and then, you know, the song would end like, all right, that was another 4.5 bit of classic rock and roll
wow.
for you, Gretna Fest.
You got to be shitting me.
It was begrudgingly. He looked miserable. And then throughout the set, he would keep pulling a flask out of his pocket. And he's like, don't worry, I brought my own.
Wow.
Like,
that's amazing.
Damn, not even in my like most comical version of post-fame career Gin Blossoms was it like this bad. He just...
That sounds like a guy who is just like... I'm here
meanwhile,
for the
meanwhile,
check.
Meanwhile, just one band
I'm
before
here for
them.
The check.
Meanwhile, just one band before them. It's Night Ranger, who are 20 years. They have 20 years of age on Gin Blossoms easily,
right.
And Night Ranger runs out on stage like, Hey, guys, we're Night Ranger. Rewrote the theme songs to a lot of your favorite movies in the 1980s. This is one of them right now. Woo! And then it's just like they're doing high kicks, dancing all around
the
stage.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Gin Blossom comes on like, dude, put the older guys back on. They were actually happy to be here.
It's like it reminds me of when Charlie Murphy was alive, number one, and he did a comedy show at either Southern or Grambling. I want to say it was Grambling. And they started booing him.
Yeah, UMD. No, it was UMD. He went backstage and tore his $10,000 check up.
No, there's another one in
another
Grambling.
One? He got booed in another one?
Yeah, where he takes his check out and he says, I already got paid, motherfuckers. But, like, showing them the check.
So he took that because at UMD, he ripped it up and said, all right, you don't want me? I'm out.
Well, yeah, so he's done that too.
But how can you be your band at Gretna Fest? You're up in front of a crowd. You're obviously seeing the rain fall down on the crowd, and you're still going to be dour about your 15 hour commute.
And people came to see you like in the rain.
There was a lot of people there.
And there's a lot of people
excited
there
excited to see the Gin Blossoms.
How many people do you think were there?
No, it was nowhere near as bad as Kiss, and that's rain or LSU related. That Kiss has just been
probably 800 people, 1,000.
Oh, way more than that.
Really?
It was a big crowd.
They're on the main stage, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this is the main stage. I didn't get around and see I go to Gretna Fest for the big guys. I don't go see the local.
Right.
People are like, hey, we're going over to da da da.
Amanda Shaw.
To see Rockin' Doopsie. I'm like, why do you need to go see Rockin' Doopsie?
He stinks. Literally and figuratively.
And Amanda Shaw, literally, if you miss her at Gretna, she'll be
somewhere else.
She'll be at your Rouse's tomorrow playing. You know, giving away cupcakes and playing.
She'll be at the Olive Garden selling out a table for four.
Yeah, she's literally everywhere and has been so for the last like 15 years. Like, we get it, Amanda Shaw. She does stuff.
She'll be at Rockin' Bowl next week.
Amanda Shaw's like, if I wanted to do an Amanda Shaw tour T-shirt, it would be wallpapered with every little like car dealership opening, dental office.
A national anthem at Saints game, like she sung it. Yeah,
does like half of them.
Yeah, I mean she's great. Don't get me wrong, but like, why would you go?
No, I have nothing against it, man.
You can just see her anywhere.
Just when they're promoting event, come on down to the Strawberry and Banana Daiquiri Festival happening this Wednesday night, featuring Amanda Shaw. I'm like, that's not a draw. Same with Doopsie. It's like,
it's awful.
These people are perpetually like, if you miss him, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
And it's not like you missed the one unique show where he busted out this deep cut.
No, same old cowboy Cat Williams.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's still a creep after all these years.
With
like,
who doesn't understand the concept of deodorant.
That's what I've heard from women, folks.
Oh my god,
we're not spreading these rumors. We've heard it from women that have been hit on by Doopsie. He does not like the high endurance Old Spice.
No.
His Old Spice is very low endurance.
Oof.
He smells like dog shit. I was absolutely.
Whoa, pissed. Jesus!
No, he used to come to Monkey Hill all the time and like talk to us and like want to take pictures. When he puts his arm around you for a picture.
Yeah, and it's like you haven't even gone on stage yet, man. You don't have the post stage
stank nuggets.
Yeah, you don't have that excuse. Take a shower before you go on.
Whatever. That's good. We have been having this debate for months about when Gretna Fest is, and
I always know it's September, Steve?
How?
Because in my Facebook memories, last year's Gretna Fest showed up today, and if I look at the September 30th, it's still September.
Can we pull it up, please?
It's the last week. Oh, yeah. Are you putting me?
Yes, we're putting the prophet to the test on the spot. I've always contended, without any looking up of anything, that Gretna Fest was in October. And look at
Peter? 1 year ago, getting ready for Kiss, pictures at Gretna Fest.
And what was the date on that?
It's 1 year from today, September 30th. Use Facebook. You're not familiar with the memories feature.
Facebook. No, I'm not.
It's you'll never be able to sweep anything under the rug thanks to Facebook.
Do you have any years sober now?
What's that?
How many years sober from Facebook?
Nine.
You want to be a big bad like social media star?
I got off in 2009. Yeah. 2009.
Really?
Gone.
Been that long? All
right. Yeah. I'm over here now.
You couldn't do that. No, if you were 10 years younger, Steve, you could not be off Facebook.
Yeah.
And you're not above this because you're on Twitter.
Yeah, no, because that allows me to see funny things that I want, you know. It's the same thing.
It's
just the book was somebody was stalking me and I had to get off. That's all.
This is true.
Yeah.
I have a few Facebook stalkers. I'm flattered by it, though, as long as they don't, you know.
But it got to the point where, like, we're coming up with fake profiles and friending me and, like, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's like, part of the game.
Right, but, like, I'm not that important.
And did Facebook just get hacked recently?
Yes.
They're always very ambiguous with this, those hacking stories that come out. Like, oh, Sears got hacked and the personal information of 50,000 customers has got released. Like, could you be more specific?
Yeah, that was Target, too.
Yeah, I was like, is that alphabetical? Is everyone A through C got hacked?
And every time.
What is the Facebook hack? Like, can we have more information about what exactly got hacked?
And that's the thing is that, like, when you read those things, like, do you agree to this, that the things you never read? Part of that is you can't sue us if we get hacked and your information gets out there.
Well, you should be never. What important information is on my Facebook thing? Like my phone
number, nothing.
And my email?
Nothing, yeah.
Not, and incriminating photos.
I'm just talking about, like, when your credit card information gets hacked from Target.
Now, let's talk about incriminating. Let's talk about the past not going away.
Talking about
just said,
BK?
Yeah. We're talking, if we could go to Brett Kavanaugh's Facebook memory section.
Oh, gosh.
On this day 35 years ago.
I'm sitting here, and I live in the I live in the Matrix.
Can we preempt this by saying, like, even though the Kavanaugh hearings aren't necessarily New Orleans related, they took over the radio airwaves. And it's all anybody wanted to listen.
It was a better soap opera.
I-10 could have been closed both ways with a with a school bus flipped over.
It was a better soap opera than any TV show could ever produce.
Could you imagine? All I heard the entire time was SNL skits. Like SNL, I didn't see SNL's opening skit, but it had to have been the Kavanaugh.
It was Matt Damon. Yeah, Matt Damon was Kevin Kavanaugh or Brett Kavanaugh.
The prophet said one of the funniest things. He's like, "I'm watching the hearings. I'm waiting for Kavanaugh to be like."
Live from New York. Live from New York.
It seemed like one big SNL skit.
Because you imagine you getting interrogated on high school parties and the drinking games you were playing at the time. And I was like, man, SNL writers, they've got it like made out for them.
It's a layup. And
yeah.
Even for idiots like them, because they're the worst writers ever.
And I kept putting myself in the situation of being questioned. And it's like, Joshua, have you ever drank to the point of not remembering? And I would just like lean back, give a high five to someone behind me, and I pull a sixer out at the podium. Like, I might not remember this, Your Honor.
Yeah.
A lot of pleading.
I was baffled by the line of questioning.
No,
like this is the highest form of government in our land.
We talked about last week all the awful things going on in the world, and this is what.
Yeah,
this is the magician's trick. Look in this hand.
No, it's we're caught up in this, but the atrocities and the things that are going on over here are just completely.
But the outrage of being caught up in this that I'm assuming it the attention of America paid to this. Well, it's obviously it's important who's a Supreme Court justice, and really presidents are only as important as their Supreme Court justices that they appoint, because that swings it one way or the other. That aside, this country is sitting at home in their living rooms watching this stuff. It's like, how are you being? If you're getting outraged that high school kids are drinking and doing and fucking around with each other in 1982, no less, when the drinking age was lower,
18, yeah.
Where's the moral line? Because we're in New Orleans, where. The kids I knew in high school when they were 15 were at Buddha Belly.
Right.
And banging chicks on pool tables. I won't say names. But it was more than one dude at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from the world where that's normal for me. And that was high school. That's pre-college.
Yeah.
And getting into college, where at Loyola you had the loophole that you could have alcohol in your dorm room because
you
were 18.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
If you could smuggle the alcohol into the dorm, once you got it into your room and shut the door.
I actually never had to live in a dorm. I'm unaware of this.
It was a private residence like loophole where if you're in your private residence at 18 in Louisiana, you could drink alcohol, and your dorm room was considered your private residence. So,
are you kidding me?
So if you could smuggle the alcohol past the check-in,
okay,
up to your room, which is real easy to do with computer boxes. We smuggled a whole,
time
keg.
There,
yeah, there was somebody put a keg in a trash bag, put it on a put straps on it, like really heavy straps,
Shut
and
up.
Carried a half keg like a book bag In through the dorm.
Yeah, we smuggled like 20 boxes of wine in cases for carrying drums.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, drum cases
from the boot store into the dorm.
It's ridiculous.
No, this is kids drinking in college and like, oh, kids fucking each other at the same time in these dorms that are separated by gender? How could they?
How could they?
So there's no out. So if somebody, and this is not a sexual assault conversation. This is what we're doing in high school, and he's getting talked to about like, have you ever blacked out while drinking? It's like, how much of America's watching this? Where they've not? It's like, are we the weird outliers in this?
This is the highest form of government where the guy is being asked.
They're asking these questions in order to provoke some kind of reaction from the viewing public he drank or he blacked out.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, who cares?
See, in that situation, I'm at the podium. It's like, Joshua, have you ever drank since you blacked out? I'm like, yes, every time I've ever drank, Your Honor. Yeah. Next question. What do you got?
Poker face.
He's like, have you ever drank and drove home? Yeah, hundreds of miles, Your Honor. Hundreds and never been caught. Next question. Have you ever broken into a house drunk? Yes. Next question.
It was your house.
Ever woken up with a girl you did not recognize? Yes. Yeah, your wife, Your Honor. Next question. I would lower the bar so far for myself through the line of questioning where it's like, we can't really tag this guy.
It's just comical at that point.
Yeah, so we can't tag it with anything.
It's like, but like, in order for us to confirm this guy, we have to read his yearbook from high school? I'm telling you, I live in the Matrix. I live.
They had to read each other's goofy nicknames at the hearing. Could you explain to us what Squee is? Oh, that's our boy Squee.
Wait, what was the deal with, like, they were questioning about, like, farting?
Boofing.
Are you serious?
And it's like, could you explain to the audience what the Devil's Triangle is? you set up three cups. Like
you set up three shot glasses.
You set up three shot glasses and a triangle. Are you familiar with quarters? I am not. Could you explain quarters to the...
It's ridiculous. I know. I'm sitting there, again, like...
banging my head at my desk at work. Like,
I'm sitting there thinking, SNL, you idiot writers who have the worst rated show in years. This is a layup.
Using Matt Damon?
No, Matt... Yeah, they already did it yesterday.
I thought watching the Kavanaugh...
It was hilarious.
I thought the SNL should call Bob Odenkirk, because Bob Odenkirk would be a dead-on Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah.
That would be perfect.
Absolutely.
Dude, and they mentioned, like, where were you on this night and this night, and... Kavanaugh sidesteps to this thing. It was like, I attended a Kansas City Royals game. George Brett was playing shortstop. No, excuse me, third base. You're on. I was like, what are you doing?
This guy's bringing out his calendar. It's like, didn't rape this week, didn't rape this week. Like, who cares about his calendar? Who cares about his yearbook?
If you asked me, in a court of law, Joshua, you were at a party in Chicago in September of 2008. Can you tell us what happened that night? Like,
oh, that's the other thing. I'm like, who remembers?
I got an Etch-a-Sketch memory. It's gone.
No, but these women have, like, the most...
Women could show up
memories.
That I would not recognize.
They're like, thinking of shit that happened, like, 30 years ago. And
which tells us...
Like, it happened 5 minutes
which
ago.
Which tells us, Shane, how much could they have possibly been drinking?
None.
Exactly.
How do you remember, like, the
yeah.
The
any alcoholic watching that testimony is like, nobody who drinks... To the point of doing crazy shit remembers anything from 2002, 1992.
I asked someone, one of my buddies, I said, can you remember this party? It was before Katrina, so that'd be even harder because sometimes things before Katrina are like a blur. I said, can you remember this party? He's like, absolutely not. I said, how could this possibly be?
Before I was 21, I would go to, I couldn't drink when I went to concerts. I couldn't tell you what songs those bands played,
right.
And I was sober the whole time, and I was excited to be there.
Like, it was so detailed, I'm waiting for the judge to be like, story's bullshit.
Yeah, story's already bullshit.
Story's already bullshit.
The statute of limitations for credit card fraud is 3 years, but it's limitless with sexual misconduct.
That's not true.
Yes, well, I mean, it depends on the state, I guess. I know it's true from a Doug Stanhope
It's no, that's not true. No, well, that's not true at all. The only thing that has no statute is murder, and even rape is like.
Well, hold on. Explain to me, because there's a Doug Stanhope does a joke about credit card fraud where his mom died, and then they maxed her credit cards out.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that's right.
And he said, I couldn't tell that joke on stage because the statute of limitations of credit card fraud is 3 years.
True. I remember.
No, that's true.
That's true.
No, that's true. No, that's
okay,
absolutely
that was the
true.
Part I wanted to make sure was true.
That's absolutely true. But the statute on sexual misconduct, especially when you're a minor, is maybe 5 years.
But so there is a statute.
We're not talking about. We're not even talking about.
And what's misconduct?
Anything less than rape, I guess. I don't know.
So
again, we're talking about 30 some odd years ago, where he said, she said, and this is actually being brought before the Senate. Like, I live in a, we live in a whole other world.
One of the guys questioning him, I think, was in trouble for. Oh, I got this.
Yeah, like he. Oh, one of the senators.
Rosenthal.
Yeah,
he was. What was his crime though?
I don't know. It again. It's like professional wrestling. It's like you have the heel, and then you have the baby face, and then now he's the heel, and then it's like. But they all go in the back room and have laughs and drinks together. Like, that's why when these hearings, they don't mean anything to me. And also, when did it become the court of Roe v. Wade? It's not the Supreme Court. It's the court of Roe v. Wade, because that's the only thing the Supreme Court ever adjudicated, ever. That's the only thing they ever adjudicated, apparently. I'm watching women's reactions to the Brett Kavanaugh, bloody blah blah blah.
Oh yeah, it was all Me Too.
They're
on
never
I saw.
Going to repeal that adjudication of that case. They're never going to repeal it ever.
I'm gonna spearhead
ever.
You need to spearhead He Too. I'm sick of this shit.
Well. It's pounding Me Too.
Well, the over
Me Too is the
overcorrection for, like, you know, the years of sexual harassment that women faced in the workplace. The overcorrection is coming back fold. It's just gonna go. You can't overcorrect it so much that now it's like people are not even willing to talk to you, look at you.
I'm completely open to being sexually harassed in the workplace. Come at me.
That was a Patrice O'Neal joke. He said, why can't we just have one day where we just say, look, it's sexual harassment day. Get it all over with.
Remember what I said last week where everyone turns 18 and gets raped? So we're all,
right,
we
so
all,
we're
start,
all even. Yeah.
We all start even. Everyone's yeah. raped. No one can ever use rape down the road later in their life. As, yep. as like, well, I'm this way because, you know, I got raped when I was 18. It's like, well, we all got raped, Johnny.
Yeah.
Like, you get on the bus. Like, right. This is it. Yeah, you got to shut the fuck up and do your job.
Yeah, so the whole – but, again, I think, like, our fun-loving media makes it seem like the outrage is more than it actually is. Because really
– other than a few things I saw some chicks sharing on Facebook and other social medias about, you know, I got grabbed at a party once too. As I said before, like, if any dude down at Oz or Bourbon Pub on a Friday – you're going to get grabbed.
Right.
I didn't reshape my worldview.
Right. I didn't choke. I didn't put that guy up against the wall. I just said, I'm looking
for
sorry.
And
I'm
if I'm in another country visiting and I'm wandering through this some dark, like Jack the Ripper kind of street, and I'm thinking to myself, probably shouldn't be down here. Something bad can happen to me. If something does bad happen to me, you know, I was kind of there.
Leave the circumstantial evidence quote over here, okay? Let's say everything this guy was accused of, he did. Where are we now? Why can't he be a Supreme Court justice?
That too, yeah.
I'm being dead serious right now. I'm just going like, okay, everything's true and everything is proved. Where are we now?
Can't they just have an open vote for them? If someone says like, hey, I got drunk at a party in high school and I was trying to get laid. So
yeah.
I grabbed this chick, and then she didn't want no part of it.
And I am a different person now, and that was a mistake.
Nah, probably the same person. Still trying
to get
laid.
This guy has...
Dude, you just... What was the line that kept being used as the soundbite? I like beer.
Oh, God.
I still like beer.
They have shirts that say that now.
Of course they do.
Yeah, if you go to, like, MAGA.com, it's like... it was actually on Joe Rogan's Instagram. Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's definitely shirts. Yeah. You can go to like, I like beer, like Kavanaugh. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, the whole thing was just completely absurd, but you're watching it. And again, you think you're in the Matrix because none of this should be. Oh, there you go. Do you drink beers, bro? And that's his, so
real quick right there on Etsy. The beer t-shirts.
Yeah, there it is.
I just like how he went to bat for beer. Still like beer.
Yeah, and he kept asking him, like, do you like beers? Do you like beers? He looked like an ass at points, but, I mean, but at other points he looked relatively legit. He's like, why does my family have to go through this nonsense for me just to get...
Okay, so last, we're talking about this whole thing is because they don't want the Supreme Court to be too conservative. Because then they're going to repeal. They're going to make abortion illegal.
Do you know right? what? Do you know? I hope they kick him out, and then they put David Duke on there and see what you got then. Yeah. See that. See that circus.
No, but awful. So boiling down, you have two choices, and this is why I don't have a political party. A man without a country over here. Literally two choices of what you can be politically. You either this is the red and the blue,
right?
Coke and Pepsi again. You are for abortion. And you're against the death penalty, or you're for the death penalty and against abortion.
It doesn't
make sense.
And I'm
in the middle. I'm like, well, I want the death penalty and I want abortion. So what am I? And it's like, you don't have a team.
You're ostracized.
You're not red or blue.
Right.
I'm like, I want less people. What am I?
Zero population growth.
Steve, your mic, your screw popped out of there. Here, give me it. Shane, say something funny while I'm screwed.
But it's crazy. I actually used to be for the death penalty, but I switched after I found out just like how ridiculous it is on the taxpayers keeping somebody on death row. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's like they say it's like 10 times more expensive.
You're not on the mic, Steve.
Say it's like
10 times more expensive to execute someone than to keep them alive for the rest of their life because of the amount of forensic evidence that you have to prove beyond da 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 da. And then I don't know. I know there's a bunch of studies on that.
Most of this country is Christian, and they wouldn't have the handy dandy crucifixes if there wasn't a crucifixion back in Rome. How much do you think a daily crucifixion cost the Roman Empire? Hey, you're guilty. Let me wash my hands over here, and now carry this lumber over that hill, and then we're done. What's the cost of three nails?
That's how our dad gets out of jury duty every time. He just acts like an absolute psycho. They're like, so what do you think? What do you think should be the penalty for such and such a crime? He's like, just go to Home Depot, buy $5 worth of rope, and hang him right in the street. They're like, okay, you can leave.
And isn't your dad a very religious person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But he's very like Old Testament death penalty.
But that's the two political parties, and those ideas seem like diametrically opposed to each other.
And the issue that you're discussing is a states' rights issue. It has nothing to do with the federal government.
And yet, that's what I don't know. I
but they can defund Planned Parenthood. Oh well. Who cares?
You know how you can plant some parenthood? You go to the grocery store and you get a big thing of vitamin C. And ladies, you take all the vitamin C you can handle.
Our brother...
Hashtag parenthood plan.
Our brother, me and my brother, we were walking down the street downtown. And these Planned Parenthood college students are, you know, doing their thing.
Ugh.
And he goes up to them, our brother Dan, he goes up to him and goes... He starts, you know, entertaining this conversation. He's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I actually had this dog, and she got pregnant, and I don't feel like taking care of him. So I'm going to go down to this back alley and get this dog abortion. And they're like, whoa, what? Like, oh, wait. So.
Oh, they like the puppies instead? Yeah.
So the puppies are more important to you than human.
That's a whole social media thing. I hate people, but I love puppies.
That's the thing. You're like, oh, no, no dog abortion. No. Oh, but abort all the kids. And my brother's like, do you see the fallacy in like what you like? This is ridiculous.
Can I just have less of everything around the earth? Just less everything.
I know you're absolute zero population growth.
Bill Burr's
like, if everyone stopped fucking for a year, everybody goes to the Super Bowl. It's awesome.
But no, because I don't want to get into any kind of crazy political manifesto because I don't have one. Obviously, I can't control poor people continuously procreating, and
right.
then the smarter, wealthier people saying, "Oh, I'm gonna wait. You know what? I'm 40 now. I don't think I want to have kids." And then we end up in the Idiocracy future.
Oh, yeah. We're heading there right now. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Devo's president,
which
That's
is fine.
So funny.
Which is which is fine. I mean, everyone seemed to cheer pretty loudly when The Rock and Tom Hanks said they were going to run for president on Saturday Night Live.
That would just be... It
would never happen.
Eventually, we will have a former pro wrestler president. I promise you that, Steven.
A former pro wrestler, maybe.
Because pro wrestlers have public speaking skills.
Right. But
and
not The Rock.
That's all you need.
Not The Rock.
You don't need to be saying anything. You just need to be colorful.
Why would you...
Is running on, I'm voting for
him. Yeah. He would run.
Well, unfortunately, those guys made fortunes... So they're probably conservative because they worked their way up.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is an absolute Republican.
Yeah.
I
don't see that.
Conclusion.
And what's the other trend in people's lives? They're all Democrats when they're younger, and as they get old, they become conservative.
Yeah.
That's the baby boomer swing.
Yeah.
All the hippies became
Democrat
the 80s Wall Street traders.
Republican in business.
And I mean, and that shows like a progression of like how you thought when you were here, and now you're here, and you think this way, and it's... It's hard for you when you're 20 to be like, oh, man, people are paying too much taxes because you're not actually doing that.
And yet there's like young conservative or young whatever clubs
yeah.
on college.
They're very
campuses.
Weird.
And Steve, didn't you tell me like the difference, like the generation below millennial, they're becoming conservative now?
Oh, they're going over here now.
It's like music trends.
Right.
It goes back and forth.
The overcorrection, again, is coming back. And now we have, I know one of my friend's kids is in eighth grade. And so that's like right like 13, and then the 18-year-old senior that's going away to college next year, he was like, oh, why don't you go suck a dick, you faggot? Like that's what the 8-year-old kid told to the senior, and the senior's like, oh, I'm so offended.
You know what's
I
gonna
need a safe space?
No, you know exactly why this happened, because you're dealing with the generation gap here is the people that grew up kind of with the first waves of social media kind
right.
of trolling
mm-hmm.
and being mean on the internet.
Right.
And then you're going to have people underneath them that are completely used to it because that's it. Kind of like people above us kind of got like a wave of violence on TV.
Right.
Getting gradually worse. Where we grew up with just, I was watching RoboCop as a 3-year-old.
Right.
So I grew up, violence on television was never a thing and it
oh,
never
well.
Affected me.
Yeah.
So I think the kids who are used to trolling and telling people to fuck off on their Instagrams,
they got a little bit thicker skin.
Right, exactly. They have digital thicker skin.
Yeah, that's right. Digital thicker skin. Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, we always.
And then as the world changes, as those people become adults, the kids underneath them will have a thin skin about whatever the newest
right.
way of communicating is.
And that's what happens when you have these extreme policies. And you get this extremism over here, and that's what's happening with this Me Too thing. It's like, I understand it that there is a need for something like that, but the way that we're going now, we're doing the horse before the carriage or the carriage before the horse, whatever. There's people are being taken down because of accusations, no due process at all.
Once again, also, if you just keep your head down, mind your own business,
right.
Focus on the elements that keep your life successful or happy or whatever that means to you, and you just let the noise like wash over you, and
you'll
just don't
be
get involved,
more successful.
Well, you'll be more successful, and then you'll be happier. You'll sleep at night because you're not caught up in the nonsense. And none of this stuff. Like, even if someone would try to have it affect me, I'd be like, okay, I wipe my shoulder off.
And like Steve, this is a bigger thing than Brett Kavanaugh. I'm like, well, if it's a bigger thing than Brett Kavanaugh, then why did Dianne Feinstein hold the letter and the request from this lady for 6 weeks or 2 months or whatever it was? She didn't bring it to this she just held it until they said, oh, well, this is the nominee. Oh, here's the letter.
It's all convenience.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Is like
listening to the news thing and the talking heads, all I could think locally was that like by the time the Saints are playing the Giants on Sunday, no one cares about
no
this
one,
anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's great.
And really, how the Saints fare today, later, against the Giants will affect your mood and your week.
More
probably,
than this.
Probably a lot more.
Yeah, but yeah, the court of Roe v. Wade. Still, it's actually a great soap opera, though. I really do like the soap opera-ness of it. And I do like the direct, like how he was very direct and... They're like, oh, would you say this? He's like, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I would have treated the whole thing. I think he did treat it like a joke.
Yeah.
He got a little emotional.
A little bit, yeah.
But
I mean, because his family's getting dragged in the mud.
I would have ended every sentence with, "This is retarded, Your Honor." Like, I would just tag everything.
And actually, Mick Jeezy gave me a really good book that I read on my way to India called Men in Black, and how just absurd it is that you have nine people affecting everything.
That are pointed for life.
Pointed for life.
Yeah, they have to die to get out.
You have to die.
They won't. You think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to step down?
Nope.
That cunt. Oh my God. I hate it.
Hey, so I tagged the Saints game. We got 5 minutes left. Do you want to do some NFL
Falcons are losing.
Endless conjecture.
Falcons are losing to the Bungles by one
right
now.
The Bucks are getting buck fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's 2 o'clock before the 3:30 afternoon Saints game today, so we still got some time to kill before kickoff.
You know,
unfortunately, Carolina's on a bye, so all the NFC South teams can all lose for us.
Yeah, the rest of the NFC South is looking grim.
And how about that LSU kids?
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything. I haven't seen something like this in a long time, and I'm telling you, it's the Orgeron effect. If you're really seeing like what he can do in 2 years after Les Miles,
they were also picked to win how many games? Six.
Six.
Another 5-0.
They're one game away from a bowl game berth.
And they're gonna wipe the floor with Florida next week too.
It's in the swamp. Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one to watch.
That's gonna be a bigger that's a bigger test than Auburn. That's the biggest test so far.
Oh, I thought Florida were kind of average this year.
They are.
Florida's soft.
They're like their defense is like amazing. Like they give up like 6 to 8 points a game.
I mean, they're 4-1.
As I listen to these highlights, I'm trying to really perfect my Ed Orgeron impersonation.
He's amazing.
Go Tigers, baby. Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
How do his players understand him when he talks to them in a loud LSU stadium? How do you understand him?
How do you take him seriously?
If he tags everything he says with "Go Tigers," then you're just feeling good at the end of whatever pep talk.
I feel like he's like forcing that voice. I don't think it's.
I don't think so.
Nah, that's
some
that's
of those
Cajun
guys, man.
True.
I don't know
Cajun,
what they did
yep.
to their voices as
it
they
sounds
got
like
older.
A cigarette is lodged in his larynx.
True Cajun.
Did he ever smoke? Is that why he's got?
I don't know, or I don't. I know that true Cajun. Like that's
he
right.
Sounds like a hit cigarette.
What about my man who got shot, killed?
Oh, yeah.
What did I tell you, Steven, I said, like, anybody...
Don't go ask past white people hours?
Anybody who's dumb enough to get shot...
But, like, I'm looking at the story...
It couldn't have been that great of a basketball player.
But I'm looking at the story, and I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. And look at the time. I'm like, oh, he got shot at 12:30 at night? Oh, that makes sense.
It was like, a subway, though.
That's something called...
Is that a subway?
Yeah.
But it's situational awareness. Like, hey, this is a bad scene. I should probably get out of here. No. Unless he was, like, mugged and shot, which I don't think.
I don't think so. I mean, he's from Baton Rouge. He went to high school in Baton Rouge. He was at Southern. I don't know any of the facts of the case. My instinct is to say, more than likely, some broad was like, he fucked me, and then did this guy, oh, yeah, you did? Okay. Wham, you're done.
That's what everyone has been telling me. It has to be over some broad.
That's a shame.
It really is, because he was a good player.
You know, he averaged 5 points a game. Right.
Sophomore.
Let's be honest about the stats, posthumously here for the fella. All right, so what are your Saints predictions for the Giants, guys? Come on, endless conjecture. I'm excited to have several heart attacks today before 6 p.m.
I think it'll be a high-scoring affair again because Odell Beckham is going to run around like a maniac.
Well, every Saints-Giants games is a high-scoring affair, and the Giants haven't beat the Saints since the Bush administration, so...
No, they beat us last year.
Did they beat us last year?
Yeah.
In the dome, right?
It was close.
It was close, yeah.
It was really high scoring.
The time before that was the 52-48 one.
That was bad, yeah. We haven't...
Oh, that's right.
I'm trying to think the last time we won in New York, and I don't think we have in a while, so...
We did a while ago. It was like 40-something, 20-something. I think it was like 2006.
But, yeah, I mean, the Giants are having a down year, but that doesn't mean anything because... You have, you know, Down syndrome Eli Manning throwing the ball to crazy Odell Beckham, and, you know, they have that rookie running back who's a freak.
Saquon.
He's a freak. So we'll see. I always love a good 3:30 game.
Me too, yeah.
Love
absolutely.
That.
I'm the Prophet Joshua.
I'm Steve McJeezy.
See you next weekend.